Joy Smith is the Member of Parliament for Kildonan-St. Paul in Manitoba and is considered to be Canada's leading anti-human trafficking advocate. On June 10th, she'll be in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, leading the Canadian delegation to a two-day conference on human trafficking organized by the OSCE, the Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe. Joy Smith has been selected as one of the dignitaries to speak at the opening ceremonies, as well as to make a presentation calling for more effective prosecution of offenders and better protection of victims' rights. She joins us now to talk about her upcoming trip to Ukraine. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, in your press release, you quoted Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird as saying that human trafficking is a dangerous and despicable crime. That's why we've taken action to make Canada a less attractive destination for these criminal ventures. It also said that you'll be sharing the Canadian experience with our international partners. Now, this suggests that Canada has been doing some pioneering work in combating human trafficking.
Absolutely. There has been a lot of pioneering work. Right now, in Canada, in 2004, human trafficking was under the public radar screen. And actually, with Bill 268, mandatory minimums for traffickers of children 18 years and under, it was raised up to the top of the public radar screen. This was because that particular bill made Canadian history by being the 15th private member's bill that amended the criminal code since Confederation of our country, since the forming of our country.
Wow.
So having said that, we started to talk, the victims started to talk, and I personally have worked with victims for well over a decade, and they were always afraid to talk because there were no laws put in place, no laws, where they knew if they went and said anything and went to a court, the perpetrators would be put behind bars and they would be safe. So if they spoke out, if they said anything, they would, prior to this bill, they would suffer the consequences, and often that was beatings, often that was, could be even death in some cases where girls just disappeared because they rebelled and didn't do as they were told. So this Bill 268 did a lot to help the victims realize that we were on their side. And then of course, Bill C-310 came after that one. And it reached the long arm of the Canadian law to other countries in that case, where if a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident went to other countries and trafficked or exploited someone, they could be brought back to Canada to be tried. Because often the perpetrators pick places, as you know, where they go to countries that have very weak judicial systems and weak police forces.
Ukraine being one of them.
Yeah. So bringing them back to Canada is huge because they won't get away. I also changed the definition or expanded the definition of human trafficking because a lot of perpetrators got off easy because when the victims went into a court of law and explained what happened to them, the lawyers would say, well, were you afraid in the beginning? And they would have to say, no, I wasn't. But the answer to that was because the judge and the lawyers didn't understand the nature, the clandestine, deceptive nature of human traffickers. The human traffickers come on as their friends. They lure the kids. They deceive the kids. It can be a boyfriend giving the kids anything they want until they're sold to somebody else. So, you know, I expanded the definition to outline to the courts the nature of what human traffickers do.
You're serious. People, judges and lawyers, couldn't figure this out. They didn't know, or they wouldn't believe people when they said that?
Well, you know what? They didn't believe them, and they didn't believe them because, you know, it's been well thought that prostitution is the world's oldest industry. It's not. Or oldest profession. You've heard that term before.
Yeah.
We've all heard that term.
Yeah.
I find that despicable.
It is.
It's the world's oldest crime.
Yes.
It's a despicable crime against innocent victims. And the problem is once they have those victims underneath their spell, then what they do is it's like modern day slavery. They tell mm-hmm. them what to do. They even tell them what to eat. Some of the victims even have brands on them.
Oh.
They're like cattle, bought and sold. So it's very important that these laws are in place And then we put the Cannabis National Action Plan in place as well. And that dealt with another aspect of the human trafficking problem, and that is the rehabilitation of the victims and the education of police officers so they know how to deal with this. We have to change a whole mindset of Canadian police forces and the public, because the public figured, you know, you've always heard those jokes about the girls, and I find it despicable, the torture and the what's going on with these survivors. You know, it's just terrible.
Well, the work that you've done obviously is helping that, and I think it's wonderful that it crossed partisan lines.
My first bill was passed in Parliament through the Senate when we were in minority government. So in order to make the bill pass, you had to work with all sides of the House. And there's good people on all sides of the House. There's good people who want to do the right thing for the right reasons. But what I found out was they had to be educated. And my biggest task was to educate them. My biggest task was to have some victims come and testify and committee. And so people were educated. And once they were educated, the whole attitude changed. And our greatest challenge right now is doing just what we're doing today, being on the radio and talking about human trafficking. What is it? And how can we prevent it happening in our neighborhoods? And whether our neighborhoods are in Canada or Ukraine, there are neighborhoods. And victims are trafficked through, born and bred in Canada and trafficked across our country. Victims also come from other countries and are trafficked. But it's all about the predators making money off the backs of very innocent victims.
Now, how did you get... You're obviously very, very passionate about this, and you've been following this for a long time. Why? What got your interest in the first place?
My son. My son was in the Integrated Child Exploitation Unit. It was an integrated unit that came from RCMP, city police forces, and municipal police forces, rather, and specialists. And so he started tracking predators online. And he helped take down some pretty bad people. But one thing leads to another. It's like when you peel back an onion, the smell gets stronger and stronger. And then I started working with victims when I saw the terrific change in my son. It took a terrible toll on him. And when he was in the ICE unit, he was in the child exploitation prior to that, or child abuse, rather, prior to that. But after, and he seemed to handle that. And when he got into the ICE unit, he was watching young children being raped by these predators over the internet, because a lot of them, to get their jollies, actually film the horrific crime that they do. And he could hear the screams of the children. He couldn't get into that TV and pull those children out to safety. And so when he left the ICE unit, he felt terribly guilty, but there's only so long you can stay in ICE. But following that, he continued his work, even though he went into other police work. He would give free seminars. I gave free seminars. We worked with the victims. And it became a big, big part of our lives because we knew it had to change.
And you said to me earlier that you are not a minister, which I thought you were, and
no.
that you would not be able to do the work that you're doing now if you were at the ministerial level.
No, I didn't. I don't believe I would, because I center on the human trafficking, and ministers center on many things. They have many different topics, many different aspects, and even in my life as a member of Parliament, I'm the chair of the National Health Committee of Canada, and that keeps me extremely busy. It's very important. But and I do all the regular things, like I take care of my constituents, and I do all the seminars and things that I need to do as a parliamentarian. But my focus is to change, over and above that, is to change the buying and selling of our youth in this country and to join hands with other countries that are doing the same. So we need to work together provincially, nationally, and globally.
So at this conference in Ukraine, what do you hope to accomplish?
there's some very important priorities that Canada has. As you know, the OSCE is the largest regional security organization with 57 participating states and 11 partners for cooperation, so it's quite big. And our OSCE membership provides Canada with influence on political decisions and commitments relating to new security threats and challenges in the region. Now, that includes terrorism, cybersecurity, and organized crime. And so the OSCE's area of work covers human rights. And stopping human trafficking is part of those human rights. So our priorities as a country at OSCE is preserving the human rights, tolerance, and non-discrimination. And that includes all sorts of things like freedom of religion and democracy building, those fundamental freedoms that we all hold so dear. It is also part of it, Canadian priorities, is to increase the regional security by strengthening the OSCE's conventional arms control regimes. So security building measures is what that is. We want to make the OSCE an effective tool for conflict prevention and crisis management. So strengthening the OSCE's work on transnational threats and security challenges, such as all these things, including cybersecurity and challenges stemming from Afghanistan, are all part of Canada's priorities. So now to go there, to stop human trafficking globally, and to join hands with our sisters and brothers across the continents with these 57 countries, is participating states, rather, is very, very important. So, you know, to go there is extremely important, and to talk about what we're doing to stop human trafficking right here in our nation, and what we're doing with our laws, and what we're doing with our National Action Plan to the fight against human trafficking is a priority for the Government of Canada. And we're sharing what is happening here, because we need to prevent the trafficking, protect the victims, and prosecute the offenders. And on top of that, we have to promote the partnerships, and that's what we're doing.
Well, really setting a good example on the world stage.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So although human trafficking is largely a domestic problem in Canada, it's also a transnational crime. And as such, Canada has been a leader in the international anti-traffic efforts across the globe through its participation in international and supportive capacity building projects internationally. So we're an active component in the UN and in OAS and OSCE. So that's important. This conference is extremely, extremely important.
Thank you so much for joining us. Have a good trip. I hope it's productive, and look forward to talking to you when you get back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.